KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Some clouds in 63. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Monday, June 4th. News sponsored by Ferguson Funeral Home, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and the First National Bank and Trust. 30% chance for some showers and storms today, increasing to about 40% for tonight, looking for a high about 85 this afternoon. A suspect who shot and killed two people at a Chickasha home also dead after being shot by law enforcement following a pursuit. The story tops today's Cool News.
Every person's life is a story, and those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
Two crime scenes cordoned off in Chickasha and Pocasset yesterday after three people die following a shooting at a Chickasha home, and then the suspect shot and killed by law enforcement following a high-speed pursuit. The USBI summoned to investigate. It all began about 5 o'clock Sunday morning when Chickasha police were dispatched to a home in the 900 block of North 12th. Cool News obtained police scanner radio traffic.
It sounds like a juvenile on the phone. She's crying. She's advising her stepdad has a phone. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm trying to get further. Advising the father is in the mom's room shooting the gun.
Affirmative, everybody's around. Hey, Gordy, still got her on the phone.
If she's advising her sister's in her room, she's unable to leave her room.
Just tell her to get somewhere and hide.
Now, as police arrived, the suspect ran out of the house, jumped into his truck, and then led police in a high-speed pursuit north of Chickasha on U.S. Highway 81 to Pocasset. Here's scanner traffic as that chase comes to an end.
I have a TV item at 1250 in Highway 81. I have not received it tonight from the North LHB. Do you need EMS for the trooper or for him?
Shots fired.
County, are you guys clear of the net? Shots fired.
The suspect's been identified as 32-year-old Julio Eduardo Hernandez Mata, his estranged wife, 31-year-old Rebecca May Hernandez Mata, and the USBI identifying the other individual as 31-year-old Juan Antonio Hernandez Gonzalez. Now, Highway 81 at Pocasset was closed for more than 8 hours as authorities investigated that scene. Officers with Chickasha Police, Grady County Sheriff's Office, and state troopers all firing their weapons at Hernandez Mata. When the pursuit came to an end, investigators did find a weapon at the crash site. More Cool News coming right up.
If you're a renter, you may never know why the neighbor's dog barks at 3 a.m. every single night. Or why the guy upstairs always talks to you about his rash problem.
It's looking really weird today.
You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way, we're here to help life go right.
Call Mike Day at 224-1968 or visit MikeDayAgency.com.
It was August of 2015 when state and federal health officials shut down the old surgery rooms at Grady Memorial Hospital. Well, the new surgery rooms have finally passed inspections, and the first surgeries in the new surgery rooms starting today out at Grady Memorial Hospital. State and federal officials, as I mentioned, closed the old surgery centers, and shortly thereafter, Grady County residents approved a quarter penny county sales tax to fund the build. The new addition, which also includes a new imaging center. Hospital Administrator Keen Spellman said the new surgery rooms are already booked pretty solid. New general surgeon Dr. Michael Johns joining several other surgeons and doctors.
We couldn't have found a better surgeon to join Dr. Patel so that we can provide 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage in our ER with the inclusion of Dr. Virginia Har. So we'll have 3 general surgeons, 4 orthopedic surgeons, 4 OBGYNs, 1 cardiology team that we have down there, and our urology. So right now, our surgery schedule is pretty full with all of those physicians who've been waiting anxiously for us to open that new surgery department, and it is beautiful.
Now, the imaging center won't be open for a few more weeks, but Spellman said an open house is scheduled for Sunday, July 1st. A proposal to hire an accounting firm for the city of Chickasha for the coming fiscal year is to be considered by the city council this evening. City Manager John Noblet recommending the use of Crawford & Associates to assist with a move to modified accrual accounting and to prepare financials, general accounting, and financial assistance. Hourly rates range from $45 an hour for clerical staff to $250 an hour for the firm president and chairman. The council also expected to renew a contract with the Department of Corrections for inmate labor and to approve the jail service contract with the Grady County Jail. The council also to recognize Daniel Ward in the Public Works Department as the city's Employee of the Month. He's worked for the city for 10 years. City Council meets at 6:30 this evening at City Hall. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange opening the week at $65.81 a barrel, while London-based Brent crude is $77.59. Natural gas, $2.96 per million BTUs. Gold fell under $1,300 on Friday to $1,297. And silver is at $16.43. Our weather forecast today, some clouds and mild temps, high about 85. 30% chance for some showers and storms for the day, increasing to about 40% for tonight. Right now, some clouds and 63 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool news time, 8:07. A look at sports next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the Oklahoma Sooners softball team falling short of a possible three-peat at the Women's College World Series. OU losing to Washington in the semifinals up at ASA Hall of Fame Stadium yesterday. 3-0 was the final. The Sooners finish up the year with a 57-5 record, second-best season in school history, and the senior class finished with 224 wins and 31 losses. Washington, by the way, goes on to play Florida State in the best of three finals for the softball championship. The Seminoles took care of UCLA 12-6 yesterday, and the Noles won 4 straight elimination games to get to the title series. The first of the best of three series, 7 o'clock tonight at OKC. The Oklahoma Sooner baseball team continuing on in their NCAA regional. They go to an if-necessary game with Mississippi State. The Sooners knocked off top seed Samford on Saturday. OU could have advanced to the Super Regionals yesterday, but Mississippi State scored a 13-5 win in Tallahassee, forcing the if-necessary game, which starts at noon today. The Oklahoma State Cowboys beaten out of their regional in Florida after they beat number 2 seed South Florida in an elimination game yesterday. They lost to a number 11 national seed Stetson 11-1. The Cowboys finished the year with a 31-26-1 record. Golden State defeats Cleveland 122-103 in Game 2 of the NBA Finals last night in Oakland. So the Warriors have a 2-0 lead on the Cavs. Steph Curry had 33 for Golden State. LeBron James 29 for Cleveland. The series will move to Cleveland now for Game 3, and that'll be Wednesday night. The Oklahoma City Dodgers dropping an afternoon game to Omaha at the Bricktown Ballpark yesterday 8-5, but the Dodgers still won 3 games of that 5-game set. The Dodgers are off today. They'll be heading out west to open up a 7-game road trip at Sacramento tomorrow night. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Mike Day with State Farm Insurance, and Ferguson Funeral Home.